Welcome back. It's halftime. Huskers game against the Purdue Boilermakers here in West Lafayette. And as always, we're joined by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. And we often talk, J.B., about the university's research in areas like agriculture, food for water. Those are a very important part of the university's heritage. But you also have an incredibly rich heritage in the arts and literature. And I know that's equally important part of your mission.
Well, it certainly is, Greg, and we've talked a week or two ago about a great gift for the College of the School of Music at UNL, which is a tremendous thing. This weekend happens to be the 100th anniversary of the publication of O Pioneers, very important novel by one of the great Nebraska treasures, Willa Cather, and there are people in Nebraska this weekend as we speak for some auctions and meetings and other events related to that. But Willa Cather is one of the great treasures of the university, attended the University of Nebraska, and is the subject of important scholarship here, always has been. And we're fortunate to have access to a treasure trove of her papers and letters, and we have faculty members who have made tremendous use of those materials. Delighted today that we're joined by Andy Jewell, who is Associate Professor of Digital Projects and editor of the Willa Cather Archive, and author of an extremely well-received new book on Willa Cather's letters. I joked with Andy, I don't know that I've seen two front-page stories in the New York Times on a scholarly book in my lifetime, but his was on the front page of the regular edition and then the front page of the New York Times Book Review. So it was a great moment for his work and for Willa and for the University of Nebraska.
Well, Andy, welcome, and thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to join us here today. I understand your book's the first publication of Willa Cather's letters. Tell us how all that came about.
That's right. Though Willa Cather is one of the most respected authors in American literary history, her letters have never been published before, and that's because she said in her will that she'd prefer they not be published. And for many decades, her executors held to that preference. But thankfully, in recent years, there's been a partnership between the University of Nebraska Foundation and the Willa Cather Foundation in Red Cloud, and they are now the executors of Cather's estate, and they have given permission to Janice Stout and I to co-edit this book of Cather's letters. And this has been years of work in the making to gather the amount 3,000 letters that exist and pick out 566, about 19% of that 3,000, and let Cather tell the story of her life in her own words.
I'd ask Andy, who knows this stuff pretty well, with 500 and some letters that are in the book that he has edited, to maybe read a brief passage from one of Willa's letters that would be particularly meaningful to Nebraskans.
Oh, sure. This is one that I like from June of 1917 when she wrote her brother Roscoe. She said, "My dear Roscoe, I came west suddenly because the University of Nebraska wrote me that they wanted to give me an honorary degree on their semi-centennial commencement. They gave me and Edith Abbott Doctor of Letters, the first honorary degrees ever granted to women. Elsie," that's her sister, "was in Lincoln visiting, and Daddy came up from Red Cloud. I think it was so nice of him. I was pleased because all my old teachers seemed pleased with me. There have been very few honorary degrees given to women in this country, not more than a dozen, all told."
Wow, that's good stuff. Well, Jamie, what do publications like this do for the university?
Well, first of all, they help enormously in building the reputation of the university, in identifying the University of Nebraska as a place that is important for scholarship across the board in the arts and the humanities, as well as in science and technology. And so helps us attract great scholars, many of whom are involved with our digital archives initiative, which is one of the leaders in the country. And that attracts, in turn, great students to study at the university and work with the faculty we've had here. So all around, it's events like this, Andy's book and others that have drawn great attention to the University of Nebraska, just help build our reputation and as a place where serious, important scholarship is done as a leading center for intellectual life in the country.
Andy, do the publication of her letters, do you think they change or enhance the way that scholars or others view her legacy?
Oh, it certainly will. I think they'll make a huge difference in how we understand who she was. I mean, in addition to giving wonderful insights into her many great novels like My Antonia or Death Comes to the Archbishop, they let us see her personality in a way that we've never been able to see before. In fact, a lot of people, because her personal writings were never available, often thought of her as a rather distant, somewhat removed person. But these letters show us how funny she is, how affectionate, how warm, and how witty. And she really is a wonderful personality to get to know through her letters.
Andy, your title is Associate Professor of Digital Projects. How has technology changed the way that you archive and maintain important records like this?
Well, in a lot of ways, of course, a lot of people have asked me, what are we going to do in the future when people don't write letters anymore? We can't have books of letters. But I can assure you that the University of Nebraska libraries and libraries around the world are thinking about how to preserve the way we do correspond and talk and communicate for the future and into the future. And also, for historical things like this, I'm proud to work with the Center for Digital Research in the Humanities that is at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln doing all sorts of wonderful work with our humanities collections through things like the Walt Whitman Archive, or the Railroads and the Making of Modern America, the Civil War Washington, all sorts of historical and literary and humanities projects that are using the digital environment to really share the knowledge with the world.
So many things going digital.
It sure is the case. And the work of Andy, and he mentioned projects by his colleagues, Ken Price and Will Thomas and others at the university. This is we have a great center and a great collection of scholars to use the rich materials that the university has. It's just another example of where the University of Nebraska is a real leader.
Andy, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
And JB, we will see you in a couple weeks. We've got a bye week next week.
Yep, look forward to it, Greg. Thank you.
JB Milliken, Nebraska President. Andy Jewell joining us today as well. More halftime coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.